I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Colorado Department of Agriculture Hemp Advisory Committee is looking to fill a half dozen positions this fall. Agriculture Commissioner Kate Greenberg says there is plenty of work to do. Colorado has been a leader in the hemp industry since before the 2018 Farm Bill that legalized the crop nationwide.
And I think we're in this phase now of really trying to figure out what does the long-term opportunity look like for hemp in Colorado. And I am incredibly optimistic about the ingenuity, entrepreneurship, ability to develop diverse market opportunities for Colorado producers. That's a lot of what this Hemp Advisory Committee will be helping us think through, as well as, you know, policy, rulemaking, and other items like our Center of Excellence that we're building with a lot of other partners. The Hemp Advisory Committee is really key in helping us think through that and continue to establish Colorado's leadership.
Colorado is one of a handful of states whose hemp plan has not been green-lighted by the feds. State ag officials and producers oppose proposed federal regulations on THC potency testing and storage, as well as the Drug Enforcement Agency's role in the industry. Senator Cory Gardner says the USDA's interim final rule on hemp threatens the state's industrial hemp industry. He has asked Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue to postpone the implementation. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.